What's going on, y'all? I'm Larry Mizell Jr., host of The Afternoon Show and creative director of editorial here at KEXP. Our fund drive is underway, so I just want to take a moment to show you what your donations make possible. Whether you've been following KEXP's podcast for a while now, or if this is your first time tuning in, this episode is meant for you. We're going to highlight some of our favorite moments across all of our series and give you a little preview of what's to come. This is also a reminder that listener support has laid the groundwork for everything that we're doing here at KEXP, including our award-winning podcast. Let's hear about some of those podcasts from the team that produces them.
Yo.
50 years of hip-hop. 50 years of hip-hop from listener power, KEXP. In our 50 Years of Hip-Hop podcast, we spotlight a different year in hip-hop's history each week. The podcast takes the form of personal reflections, interviews with hip-hop pioneers, stories behind iconic tracks and albums, and conversations around the genesis of the culture. This woman, I never trouble no more. I'm a
lady, I'm not a man. MC is my ambition. Bomb Bomb makes another spiritual connection with hip-hop. It's a clear example of Jamaican sampling culture. When Nancy sings the iconic refrain of Bomb Bomb, she's directly calling back to Toots and the Maytals' 1966 song, also called Bomb Bomb.
Hola, amigos y amigas. I'm Albina Cabrera, host of El Sonido and Latin Partnerships and editorial manager. El Sonido is KEXP's first podcast produced entirely in Español. We are challenging a monolithic perception of Latinidad by exploring the personal songbook of key artists from Latin America and the diaspora. That's why the first season is called Cancioneros. The 8-part series invites artists like Mon Laferte, Trueno, Villano Antillano, Lido Pimienta, and Anna Tissue to discuss their soundtracks and their stories. And if you're not a Spanish speaker, don't worry. It's available on YouTube with English subtitles. Uno se despide insensiblemente
de pequeñas cosas. Lo escuchaba todo el día. Enloquecí escuchando a Mercedes.
Esto es El Sonido, el primer podcast en español de KEXP.
I'm Martin Douglas, staff reporter for KEXP and co-host of the award-winning podcast Fresh Off the Spaceship, a limited series exploring the orbit of Black Constellation. Black Constellation is a multidisciplinary artist collective whose roots are in Seattle and their ideas reach far past the Earth's stratosphere. Over the course of 11 episodes, Fresh Off the Spaceship connects the stars of the Black Constellation through their art, their stories, their profound and sometimes complicated personal connections, and ultimately, the radical power of community.
The reality of all these things is really about internalizing a more holistic and realistic view of who we are.
Self-determination.
Self-determination.
Yeah. You know, that's something I really understood to some degree, but it was in my association with you, with Ish, with everybody that I came to really understand it, not as so much as a reactive, damn the white man, centering that.
Well, I think that's, you know, one of the great rubs of white supremacy is this notion that everything is centered from that point and then moves out like some set of spokes from there. What can we do to create structures that have more of a foothold in the proliferation of the brilliance that comes from this place and the narrative, control over the narratives that are necessary and the various means that they're necessary and the bombardment that's really necessary for that story to be out there.
Live on KEXP, one-of-a-kind performances.
I'm Roddy Nickpour, audio producer with podcasts here at KEXP. Live on KEXP highlights the station's world-famous in-studio sessions every week. This podcast starts out with some backstory on the artist, and then we dive right into the high-quality live session. When you need to multitask and you don't want to watch the sessions, Live on KEXP is the best way to enjoy them on your own time, and you can learn about the stories behind the songs and the artists, or maybe even discover your new favorite artist.
And so I wanted to write kind of like a song about intimate relationships between friends. It's like the people sitting on the porch having the conversation isn't necessarily sexual. It might be, but it's romantic. It's like, it's those things like I feel romantic about my friends, and like those things are really special to me. It's crazy to me.
Check it out. Or should I say chick it out? It's Chick Chick Chick, also known as exclamation point, exclamation point, exclamation point. Live on KEXP.
I'm Janice Headley, KEXP's digital design manager. Song of the Day is KEXP's longest running podcast, where you'll hear a new song curated by our DJs every weekday.
I'm Emily Fox, host and senior producer of Sound and Vision. Sound and Vision discusses issues facing the music industry and brings you in-depth conversations with artists about the personal stories behind their new music.
You know, the previous work, we're talking about these stories of boat people, like Southeast Asian refugees that are like dying out in the South China Sea trying to escape the Vietnam government after the war. We're talking about Japanese internment camps. We're talking about Chinese massacres. Some really heavy stuff.
Hey, this is Isabel Khalili, KEXP's podcast and licensing manager. One of our series that I license the most music for because we feature full songs is The Runcast. On The Runcast, KEXP's morning show host, John Richards, creates a dynamic mix of music that's meant to keep runners going. The Runcast helps you discover new music while you run, alongside words of encouragement, motivation, and inspiration from a DJ who runs too.
The minute you step out your door and start moving a little bit, you're a runner. And every time you enter a race, you're a racer. It's the best, you know, and it's an easy sport. Get some shoes, get some clothes. Get outside. John Bingham wrote, "The miracle isn't that I finished. The miracle is I had the courage to start." So remember, you started. That's all that really matters. This is called Casting No Light from Noble Rot.
And as promised, we're ending on a hint of what's to come in KEXP Podcast in 2024. We'll be making some updates to existing podcasts and launching a new series on our 50 Years of Hip Hop feed. Dusty, what can you tell us about that?
We'll definitely be keeping with the 50. It's been such a great format for us the past couple of years. So we're going to continue it next year, and we don't want to give everything away too quick. I'll just say we'll have some ideas in utero, but you'll have to wait until next year to see what will come in bloom. And you might think you have an idea of what we're talking about, but you know what? Never mind. We'll talk more next year.
There you have it, my friend. Our growing roster of podcasts where music and heart are always at the center. Be sure to check out the episode description for links to all the series we just mentioned. And if you want to show your support to help keep this programming going, kexp.org is the place to donate. Your contribution goes into all parts of KEXP so we can bring you live in-studio sessions, a 24-hour robot-free broadcast, and podcasts like these. Now, we know not everyone is in a financial position to donate today, and that's okay. But if you are, pay it forward. Show us that this work matters. Again, the place to go is kexp.org. I'm Larry Mizell Jr. Thanks for listening, y'all. Thanks for being a part of this community. Thank you for being you. We're grateful to be a part of your life in whatever way we are. And we'll always deliver on our promise to connect you with the music that matters and the stories behind it. Thanks again.